Change by Rita Morrow. Well, I've been battling a cold this week. I think I'm finally on the flip side of it. Time for a change. Mr. Cold has got to hit the bricks and get out. Sometimes we have to slow our bodies down to rest. When we try to keep pushing through things when we're sick, I don't think we're listening to God. He's trying to tell us something. Slow down. Stop trying to be in control of everything and just give it to Him. We don't have to worry about things. He's going to provide. When I have to call into work, I feel guilty because it's so much out of my character. He always takes me through and I don't have to worry. He doesn't fail me. Luke 12:24, New King James Version. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? Making change requires us to move in a direction that we may not be comfortable in doing. We have to listen to trusted advice from others. We have to weigh the pros and the cons. Most importantly, we have to seek out God's direction for us. Sometimes we may hold ourselves back from making progress because we fear change. Change is good when it takes us in a direction that benefits us and pleases God. I can be my own worst enemy when I become determined to handle things by myself. I need God. I rely on His direction and wisdom. I trust Him. James 1:5, New King James Version. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Whatever kind of questions we have, whatever kind of change we're seeking, God always has the right answer. It may not be the answer we expect, but it is the answer that we can trust is right. We have to put forth the effort. We have to do the research. And most importantly, we have to trust God's direction for us. He never leads us down roads that take us nowhere. He leads us on a path straight to Him. Proverbs 19:20, New King James Version. Listen to counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your latter days. Have a blessed day.